Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up here tonight, longtime Linux free software guy, Richard Stallman, has apparently weighed in on the Jeffrey Epstein controversy, and this itself, his opinions, I guess, are causing a bit of a ruckus. And Chris, you're going to share that story with us on the way. Plus, we just saw an absolutely outrageous headline in our Discord server, thanks to one of our listeners for posting a absolutely ridiculous news story from Canada about how failed miserably failed the Ontario government has been at selling cannabis in the last year. We'll tell you more about that when we get the chance. Of course, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And I want to make sure that you know about our website over at freetalklive.com. Please head over there, enjoy archives and webcam and more. All the features are totally free. It's freetalklive.com. If you're just tuning in right now, we spent most of the first hour talking about the differences between employees and contractors, and how there are governments around the United States, especially California right now, that are targeting these what they call gig businesses, or the gig economy, the Ubers, the Lyfts, the DoorDash, the Uber Eats. There's other apps out there that are allowing people. Airbnb is technically a gig economy app. These places that allow people to get, you know, work and work as much as they want in many cases, or as little as they want, setting their own hours. And they're going to take all that out from under those people and try to reclassify them as employees and guarantee them unemployment and health care coverage and all the other stuff that employees get, and take away all of their freedom to make choices. And, of course, this is because some of the people who work for Uber and Lyft are mad that they're not considered employees. These are probably the lazier lazier contractors who would like to get paid for sitting around and doing nothing and then every now and then having to take a ride somewhere.
And they don't realize that that's not how math works.
Yeah, well, it's not how business is going to work in a case.
Yeah, I mean, the math on doing that just doesn't work.
So, and we talked about what some of the outcomes will be, that is fewer people will have these jobs, and they won't be able to respond to shifting demand in the marketplace, because Uber and Lyft will have to start scheduling people instead of letting them make their own hours. But here's a story from Vox.com about what Uber and Lyft's response is to this new legislation that is passed in California. It's going into effect on January 1st. So Uber has said it will continue business as usual, according to Vox. Says they have no plans to change how they classify their drivers. The company argues the new legislation does not mandate that the company make a change, but only applies a stricter legal test to determine if Uber's workers are truly independent contractors, a test that Uber thinks it can pass. Uber's chief legal officer, so their head attorney, Tony West, says, quote, "Just because the test is hard doesn't mean we won't be able to pass it." The test in question is called the ABC test, which establishes a set of requirements for employers who want to hire contractors. According to Vox, quote, "To hire an independent contractor, businesses must prove that the worker, A, is free from the company's control," meaning you set your own hours, right? If you can decide which hours you set, then you're not under their control. However, they might argue that, well, Uber sets standards. Uber says, you know, you've got to be somewhere at a certain time.
Every contract involves standards, though.
Hold on, what?
Every contract has standards. It doesn't matter what you're signing.
If you're buying straw baskets, you're going to have standards for that basket.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the company that manufactures the basket is your employee.
B is doing work that isn't central to the company's business. And C has an independent business in that industry. If they don't meet all three of those conditions, then they have to be classified as employees. Now, this is according to Vox's Alexandra Fernandez-Campbell, whoever she is. West argued that since, so again, back to Uber's spokesperson here, their attorney, he says that since their driver's work is outside the usual course of Uber's business, which he defined as serving as a technology platform for several different types of digital marketplaces. So, again,
because literally the thing that Uber never does, no Uber employee ever drives anybody anywhere.
That's right. They're a bunch of tech geeks that program things,
yep.
Right? Some customer service agents that handle customer complaints, and that's about it. And whatever administratives they've got. And their army of attorneys.
I don't even know if you could say they do that. I mean, do they may outsource support.
And they may.
Support,
you're right.
For, well, most companies outsource support. So when you call Dell, you're not calling Dell. You're calling India. And yeah. Somebody's contracted with Dell.
Uber has long argued that because it connects drivers to customers with an app, it's fundamentally a technology company and not a transportation one. That's an idea that many have pushed back on, but a spokesperson for Lyft similarly told Recode the company has no immediate plans to reclassify its drivers. Now, it will be up to California's courts to decide whether or not these companies' arguments make sense. So remember, the law is going to allow the larger cities in California to file suit against these companies, and yeah. Presumably they will.
I'm starting to kind of like this because I'm pretty sure that they're right. That they
right.
don't that Uber is right, especially that because especially they don't schedule their drivers, and that's the point. That's a huge part of being a contractor. So this is going to end up being a tax on being a stupid liberal city in California.
You know, it's interesting. It's kind of interesting because, you know, now Uber, I'm assuming, probably does have offices in California, but nothing says they have to,
no.
Right? If they leave the state,
they can just walk.
Right. They're not under California's jurisdiction.
Of course, they're walking out of one of the biggest marketplaces.
Well, they don't necessarily have to walk out of that marketplace in a sense, because they're only operating the marketplace, which is not necessarily operating in California. It's
oh, you're saying move the offices out, but still continue
right,
to allow drivers.
They're no longer in California's jurisdiction.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, this would be hilarious because it would leave the cities with only one recourse. The only people they'd be able to reach is the drivers. But
exactly.
Then if the cities start harassing the drivers or suing the drivers or arresting the drivers or whatever it is they want to do, then all of a sudden the charade that this is all for the protection and health and welfare of the workers
would come down.
Really ceases to exist. It exposes them for what they are.
Shauna Clarkson, organizer for Gig Workers Rising, a group that has advocated for driver rights, says, quote, Uber and Lyft have not shown themselves to be good corporate bosses, nor corporate actors. This just means that drivers will have to continue to build their movement and power. So, there's your update. Uber and Lyft planning to do nothing differently. They're going to wait for the lawsuits to come, and they're going to turn their army of lawyers against whoever it is that comes at them. It's going to be just a knockdown, drag-out court battle. But to be clear, they did lose at the California Supreme Court previously, which is what that's what started this particular law to be put into play. So
Uber lost in the Supreme Court.
I believe they did. The other story mentioned
California Supreme Court.
Supreme Court. Yeah. It's an ugly situation out there, and how they're going to handle this when the inevitable suit does come up is an interesting question. So we'll be paying attention to this. I'm not a huge fan of Uber. I don't have their stocks or anything like that. I don't like all of their business practices.
Yeah. I won't use Uber actually. So
you won't? I thought you said you have used them.
That's a good question. I have not personally ever. Subscribed. I've not used the app and signed up to get like. Service.
I thought you said you did use a ride sharing service. Was it a different one?
I did not. How do I say this? I did not. I was not the one who called the Uber.
You were a passenger.
I was a passenger.
Okay. Yeah. You were somebody else. You weren't the initiator.
I'll use Uber, but they're a last choice for me because.
Really?
Yeah. Most cab companies will hire a guy who's got a felony for weed on his on his record, and Uber won't. So if I'm not good enough to drive for them, they're not good enough to drive me.
Fair enough. I have used them when in, you know, in cities, if we're traveling and we need to get from the airport to the hotel, sometimes we'll use Uber, sometimes we'll take a cab. It just depends on what's, you know, what's convenient.
Cab company is much less likely to pay its taxes also. Cab drivers never, almost never pay taxes. I'm sure there are cities where there are exceptions, but, and Uber drivers, every single penny gets reported by Uber to the government.
Coming up, we've got, except for the tips, you can tip.
If you give them cash tips, right. But back in the day, they would fire them for that.
No, they wouldn't. 855, 450, free. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com. Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five, four, 50, free. free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And visit local.bitcoin.com if you want to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. There are dozens of payment methods that you can utilize. Some of them somewhat high risk. Others not as high. But go to local.bitcoin.com. If you're a seller, you do need to do some due diligence and, you know, do a little research on what those risks are. Buyers tend to be a little safer typically with whatever payment method you're going to use there. Local.bitcoin.com. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, which makes it pretty unique. And also, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. You can compare that to other websites. There's one big one that they're competing with that has recently put in very heavy Know Your Customer requirements. In fact, there was actually a news headline that I saw today about the competition that they're warning, the competitor is warning their users against using Tor now. So if you connect to the big site where you can buy and sell the old Bitcoin BTC, now there's a warning message if you're connecting with Tor that says, warning to all Tor users, a Tor browser exposes you to the risk of having your Bitcoin stolen. What? That's just a straight up lie.
It shouldn't. There's encryption between the computer and the servers in which you're trading on. So unless you accept a invalid certificate, like a man-in-the-middle attack, you shouldn't be vulnerable.
Right.
Yeah, the SSL connection should encapsulate anything unless they're actually allowing you to pass things in the clear over HTTP connections, in which case the proper reaction would be, oh my God, don't use HTTP on that site.
Don't use that site, period.
Yeah. So, I mean, just
3 out of 4 deals that I did on that site, I got ripped off, so
wow.
Yeah, that was the end of my association with them.
So if you want privacy, you want a company or organization for trading that actually likes Tor, get over to local.bitcoin.com. All right, so we continue here we were talking about the ride-sharing gig economy. If you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to join us here. But, Chris, you had a story about longtime free software advocate Richard Stallman, who apparently you even had crash on your couch at one time. So
yeah, that's true.
Apparently it's a small community there.
It's a small, relatively speaking. Mm-hmm. You're probably talking about, I don't know, 200,000 people.
Yeah.
That are like active supporters. And there may be more out there, but these are people who are like, I don't know, maybe on the mailing list or, you know, actually, you know, giving the Free Software Foundation, which Richard Stallman is.
He's one of the founders.
He's the founder of.
Is he like destitute?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm supposed to answer that question.
Okay. I'll ask you.
All right, so he's making, there's headlines now about something that he said online about Jeffrey Epstein's situation, so let's hear that.
Yeah.
And where's the story from?
This story is from Vice Motherboard. So, now, keep in mind, this is coming from a left-wing publication, I would describe it as.
Okay.
And it's very misleading over what he said. It's funny, because it actually linked to a mailing list that this conversation happened on, and if you actually read the
You can read the actual post.
Yeah. I'll try and get into that, because this actually is a fairly short story, but the story itself is very
Yeah, I'd like misleading. To give the original text, definitely, if it's contested. You know,
oh, yeah.
The context.
Yeah. So what's the headline here?
So the headline here is famed computer scientist Richard Stallman described Epstein victims as entirely willing.
All right.
So actually, it's not entirely untrue. But anyway, let me keep going and you'll see why it's misleading.
Because go for it.
It turns out that. Well, I'll just start. Stallman, a pioneer of the free software movement, argued about the definitions of sexual assault on a MIT email listserv about the university's connections to Jeffrey Epstein.
Because there's been all this hubbub in the news about MIT accepted money from this guy who had money.
So the guy is, I guess,
Well, not just that, but I think there was quid pro quo for some of that money.
What do you mean? They gave him girls?
No.
No, there's somebody suggesting that.
I think he had some power to route MIT money as a result of the
to route it.
Yeah, let me look into that.
Look
more
into that a little
does
bit.
Does it mean invest it for them or something? Like, what is that?
That was not my understanding. Yeah. But
I mean, I didn't read any of the stories. I just saw the headlines about it, and it made me think back to when Ron Paul accepted a campaign contribution from some white nationalist group or guy or whatever it was, and there was all these headlines, Ron Paul taking money from racists! And Ron Paul's response to that was like, well, I'm not a racist. If they want to give me money, it's going to help my campaign where I'm promoting peace and, you know, freedom.
Right. I mean, effectively, the question is it okay to accept money from somebody that you disagree with?
And I think it is.
So you think it is not okay?
It's okay.
It is okay. Yeah. Right. That's kind of what I feel too. And so basically what happened was, I guess at some point Epstein was convicted of prostituting underage girls.
A long time ago, there was a plea deal that he took in Florida. I think it was like 2008 or something like that.
Yeah, apparently he continued to MIT, I guess, blackballed and blacklisted, so they wouldn't accept money from him.
Really?
You're right. And that, again, feel free to call in and correct me on any of this, but that was my understanding. And then I guess what happened was they continued to accept money, but only anonymously. So this eventually got out, and so that's kind of where the scandal is. And there's a number of different people at MIT that were involved. And then there were people who were defending that decision to continue to accept the money, but anonymously. And so people left, and the left has just gotten all outraged because basically, you know, they were doing... I don't even know what some people at least on the left feel was immoral. Richard Stallman, the computer scientist best known for his role in the free software movement, has joined the list of MIT men going out of their way to defend the university's relationships with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
And to be fair, his role in the free software movement was literally creating it. He did the free software movement. Eric Raymond did the open source movement, pretty much.
I mean, like, this is the operating system or the software that runs on most of your devices these days, like your smartphone, like Android and Chromium OS, I believe. And, you know, basically that's what runs all of these devices that we have nowadays. So he's a very important figure. So, you know, what's interesting about this is, so he's basically, Stallman is defending the relationship MIT had with Epstein, not the sex, the underage sex, just to be clear about this. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't necessarily agree with the age of consent or something to that effect.
Okay.
So let me continue. Let's see here. So apparently somebody named Selim G. Gano, an MIT alumni, posted on a Medium about an email thread in which Stallman argued that the late Marvin Minsky, an AI pioneer accused of assaulting one of Epstein's victims, Virginia
Giuffre. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. That's just how I've been pronouncing it.
Had not actually assaulted anyone. So basically,
all right, let's talk about that coming up here.
It's questionable whether or not any actual rape occurred.
So wait, they're saying there's another guy at MIT who was buddies with Epstein who also assaulted, allegedly, this same woman that is accusing Epstein?
I believe that's correct.
All right, I want to hear more about it on the way. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A day after the latest Democratic presidential debate, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at a retreat in Baltimore, mentioned candidate Beto O'Rourke's stand on gun control.
You had leading candidates for the highest office in the land talking about taking firearms away from law-abiding citizens. Well, the American people deserve to know this president, this vice president, and these House Republicans will always stand for the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
Nearby the debates in Houston, police say an officer was shot. Police Chief Art Acevedo says four suspects also beat up a priest and nearly killed him.
This priest has indicated he was on his knees praying for his life when one of the suspects pulled the trigger twice. And for whatever miraculous reason, the firearm did not discharge.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
About the Jeffrey Epstein situation involving other men. Apparently one man who worked for MIT and allegations of rape. We're going to get further into the story here with you tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And I want to make sure that you know about liberty.menu. If you are a freedom-loving person, somebody who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you belong over at liberty.menu. So head over there. You can list the things that you do. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you've got a show. You know, some sort of digital content that you create. Maybe you have an event that you want people to attend and you want other Liberty people to find out about these things. Get on liberty.menu. The listings are free. So why not? Unless, of course, you don't want people to know that you care about freedom. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL to get a Free Talk Live listener badge for your user profile there. That's liberty.menu. As we continue here, Chris is here with us. By the way, Freedom Decrypted is your show, and that's where you can go.
It is.
Freedomdecrypted.com. You and nobody actually host the show on a regular basis every Saturday afternoon from starting at 5 and ending when it ends, basically.
5 to 8 is roughly, yeah.
So if you want to hear more about tech issues from kind of a liberty perspective, that would be the place to go for that.
Stories like the one we're doing.
Yeah, so you get a little taste of it here on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So where are we at in this story from Vice about Epstein and this character from MIT who's now apparently passed away, this guy who was buddies with Epstein?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, Minsky is one of the guys who basically ended up having sex with one of Epstein's girls.
Allegedly. According to her.
Right, and I don't think anybody's questioning that so much, but the question is, was it or was it not rape or and or statutory rape? And it sounds like it's probably statutory rape, but not rape, and the question is whether or not it was consensual, because in the deposition, she doesn't say that she was raped, and the lawyer that
you
asked,
read the deposition?
I did read part of it, and the deposition says something to the effect of the lawyer then goes to ask, you know, where were you raped, or where was the location of your rape?
Mm-hmm.
So it jumps to that conclusion, and then the New York Times and other papers have basically said something to the effect of the girl, you know, says that she was raped by Minsky when that wasn't actually the case. That's not what she said in the deposition.
So what did she say in the deposition?
Well, that's a good question. Okay. If we want to continue on, yeah. Hopefully.
And how old was she when these events occurred?
I believe she was 17.
Okay, see, I don't think that's rape in New York. New York. I think the age of consent
there
is
the Virgin
16.
Islands, though, not New York, if I recall correctly.
Oh, but they love virgins out there, but there's no telling.
But, yeah, either way, this is why it would be statutory rape. It wouldn't be in New Hampshire, but in the country in which this was occurring, it was technically statutory rape. And basically,
according to the ageofconsent.net, 16. Oh, wait, no, that's the United States. Where is the Virgin Islands?
I think it was the Virgin Islands. I'm not 100% sure, but it was definitely one of these like islands.
It's that's also wrong because the United States doesn't have an age of consent.
It's a state.
I mean, I'm sure there is an age of consent on federal territories, but it's the states.
Laws in regards to pornography with underage individuals under 18.
Okay, but you are right. It's Virgin Islands code says it's 18.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So,
oh, wow. So that would have been... That's really interesting because that means that it would have been statutory rape there, but it would not have been statutory rape in New Hampshire.
That's true.
So there's kind of a limited amount of outrage, I think, that a New Hampshireite is permitted to express on this issue, that if the conduct would have been legal here, or most of the conduct.
Look, I mean, the whole question of is statutory rape rape, I think all three of us would agree that it is not, because it always involves the consent of the other party. Otherwise, it would be actual rape, but the people who support statutory rape laws believe that the young person cannot consent, and that all of a sudden, magically, when they reach the statutory age of 18 or whatever, now they can.
Right, and effectively, that's what Richard Stallman had also been saying.
Was there a quote from him coming up? Because I'm curious to hear what he actually said.
Let me just keep reading it, and we'll...
Because
there
was a headline that made a claim.
This article's not very long. Let me just keep reading. Early in the thread, Stallman insists that the most plausible scenario is that Epstein's underage victims were entirely willing while being trafficked. Stallman, so I think while being trafficked might be a little bit misleading.
Because the whole idea of sex trafficking usually involves a slave, somebody who is being kept against their will. They're being kept by the threat of violence against them or their family members, and they're being forced into sexual servitude.
It's Vice here that's claiming that while being trafficked, not Stallman. Stallman didn't say entirely willing while being trafficked.
I don't think you can be trafficked and be willing.
Why Vice chose those words.
Yeah.
They're trying to make the statement look absurd when it may not have been.
It wasn't. What he was saying makes a lot of sense. It's rational, logical, and it's very libertarian. Now, I wouldn't say Stallman is libertarian, but he certainly...
But this position is.
This position is. Stallman goes on to argue about the definition of sexual assault, rape, and whether they apply to Minsky and deposition statement that she was forced to have sex with him. In response to the student pointing out that Giraffe was 17 when she was forced to have sex with Minsky in the Virgin Islands, Stallman said, "It is morally absurd to define rape in a way that depends on minor details, such as which country it was in or whether the victim was 18 or 17.
Okay, I can't disagree with that statement.
The thread on MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory listserv was started to promote a protest Friday afternoon urging MIT students to speak out against the university's relationship with Epstein and the culture it had of covering that up. MIT Media Lab Director Joy...
Are people at colleges actually upset about this?
I don't know.
Is this something that is upsetting young people?
I think people are upset about Epstein, and that's leading them to look for things to be outraged about.
They want to keep being outraged because he's dead now.
Epstein's dead.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically...
So he doesn't care how outraged you are.
They're trying to crucify people who are, like, so... have no real connection to Epstein at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they've even gone so far as to attack the Free Software Foundation because of an opinion expressed by...
Its founder.
Its founder.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that they're pushing these kind of witch hunty stories to the fore when they're not covering is who's named in these documents besides these few names that we've heard. There's supposed to be 1,000 names in there. What are they?
I think is interesting is that there is a lot of people coming to defend Minsky here.
Hmm.
And it kind of goes to demonstrate that what all of the, you know, the left-wing socialists are trying to make into this, you know, this thing, is it's being manipulated, and it's just not true.
Well, I mean, the whole central message of feminism these days seems to be that women are strong, independent people who can do anything they set their minds
to. Unless they're under 18.
Except consent to sex.
Right,
yeah.
ridiculous.
Director Joey Ito resigned from his post earlier this week after Sign Swenson revealed his extensive cover-up of Epstein's direct donations, visits, and donations Epstein facilitated.
So Epstein got them other donations.
Yeah. Before
we're supposed to be outraged. People are supposed to be mad that this guy had money and gave it to organizations.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. The media is purporting basically demonstrating or showing us this whole story from a certain perspective that just isn't true and is being manipulated. And I feel like this is why this is an important story to get out on Free Talk Live because it's not showing it to you from this false perspective. That isn't true. We're talking about what actually happened, and to even talk about this is being attacked by people on the left.
Right, yeah, you can't possibly suggest that this woman is not being honest. That is off the table.
Well,
the crazy thing is,
it's not about her being honest. She's told the truth. It sounds like she's told the truth, but
no,
that's being manipulated.
No, I don't think that's the case. She's definitely going after Epstein. She is the key
Maybe.
Witness. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here. We're talking about the Jeffrey Epstein situation, and specifically, I guess, some of the fallout that's kind of happening on, you know, around the internet about this. Richard Stallman, who is the founder of the Free Software Foundation, had some comments online recently about his opinion about whether or not this woman, who was one of the main accuser against Epstein, there have been, I think, several at least that have come out. But the main accuser against Epstein, who is saying that he trafficked her, that she was a sex slave.
Yeah. So this is
who you say in her original deposition didn't say that.
Didn't accuse him of rape. It was more of
didn't accuse Minsky of rape. Or didn't accuse
Minsky. We're talking about.
Okay.
So she didn't accuse him of rape, but the lawyer then asked the question of where were you raped. But she never actually said she was raped.
By Minsky, who is an MIT guy.
Right. Anyway.
But she did claim
the answer was in the Virgin Islands.
I don't recall if that was specifically said in the deposition, but this is all supposed to happen in the Virgin Islands.
But she did claim she was raped by Epstein.
That may be. I don't know.
Or that
that's
she was
beyond my scope of knowledge.
Or that she was a sex slave for Epstein.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's questioning that. I think that was correct that she was.
Well, I'm going to question that. I don't think she was a sex slave. I don't think that you consent to being a sex slave, and I believe that this young lady consented to what she was doing. Well, she was getting paid. You don't pay a sex slave.
Right, but that's not what she's saying, correct?
Yeah, she got paid. All of them say they got paid.
Everybody agrees that she got paid.
Yeah.
But the question is, did she say she was raped by Epstein or not? Or trafficked?
I'm not sure if she said. She's definitely saying she was trafficked by him.
Right, I think you're right. I think she said she was trafficked by him.
Some of the girls said they were raped by Epstein.
Right.
I don't know if Virginia was one of them.
Yeah, he was convicted of it, I believe, if I recall correctly. So, I don't think anybody's questioning that.
And he was convicted of
Epstein.
Prostitution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Underage prostitution.
Okay, like fair that. Enough. So technically, I guess that he's not convicted of having raped anybody. He's just convicted of having prostituted.
Right. And, of course, you know, these are allegations about things that happened years ago. It's always he said, she said in these circumstances. Yeah. And, you know, there's not any actual evidence about
it. Yeah, most people are going to convict whether or not it's true.
Look, and the story behind this is that Epstein, and I read the very detailed piece, multiple pieces by the Miami Herald, who did some very in-depth reporting on this.
Okay.
Like the best reporting you can find, that I've at least that I've found, on the Epstein story. They recruited young women, you know, these teenage girls from various different places, like shopping malls, places where they worked, or whatever. They sent females in to recruit them. And like, oh, hey, how'd you like to make an extra $200 or whatever the amount was? It was, a few $100.
Mm-hmm.
There's this rich guy who wants to get a massage. Would you like to come out and make some money and give this guy a massage? And so, you know, these girls are working at some crap mall job making minimum wage or just above it. And, you know, $200 in 1996 or 2004 or whenever it was.
That was like a week's pay.
Yeah.
It does seem kind of odd that you would need to force somebody into this when, you know, they're paying and they have the money and everything else. The allegations that are being made is that they were invited to give massages and then they were asked to do more than massage.
Yes.
Some of them seem to have consented, and others seem to have refused. And in the cases where girls refused, they claim that they were raped.
But why the claim?
I mean, see, this is what's hard for me to believe. If you have all this money, why would you, and you have all these girls, why would you need... Some people won't sell it for $200 or $300, and this guy needed to get laid 8 times a day. He was a... Why wouldn't you just move on?
He said 3 times
a
day.
But why wouldn't you just move on to the next girl? Like, it's not like...
That's the thing. They had plenty of them.
Right.
So
the idea that you need to, you know, force them into prostitution when you can just go out and get another girl...
Look,
you already have multiple girls.
I don't know. Whoa. I don't know if somebody's going to claim that girls in the 90s or girls in the aughts were somehow more innocent.
I went to high school in the 90s. There's no question that there are girls who are innocent, but there's also girls who are... How do I say
they know
this?
What they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
So let me tell you more about one of these accusers. One of the ones who claims that he raped or, you know, held her down or whatever at one point. She says she was brought in to give him a massage. She gave him the massage, and then she came back, you know, went home. They brought her back. And then he asked her to, like, take her top off or something like that. So she took her top off, gave him the massage with her top off, went home, got paid, came back. And then, like, so there was, like, supposedly this sort of stepping up of the sexual intensity of this situation until he finally asked if he could have sex with her. And she supposedly told him no at that point, that she did not feel comfortable doing that. And that's when she claims that he held her down and actually committed sexual assault and actually raped
Epstein
her.
We're talking about Epstein. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Epstein in this case. Mm-hmm. So this young, you know, teenage girl, and I don't know how old she was, but he typically seemed to have like 14, 15, 16-year-old young women in there with him. Are you trying to tell me you didn't know that was coming? Really? Step by step by step. Okay, yeah, no, this time take your pants off and give me a, you know,
I mean, right?
This time give me a hand job. This time, you know, are you trying to tell me you didn't think that was coming? I'm not saying that whether I think he did or did not rape her.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying the claim is pretty unbelievable.
Knowing that the request is coming, however, is not the same as knowing that if you say no, you will be forced to comply.
I see that.
And so, yeah.
But you're putting yourself into a situation where you should realize there's an escalation going on.
Well, yes, if you have good judgment, but teenagers don't have good judgment. That's part of the point. Oh, I think that's unfair.
So she's
unfair
a poor
statement.
Little innocent girl who doesn't know what's going on, right?
I think some teenagers don't have good judgment, but that's not fair to say.
Sorry, guys, you're talking at the same time. You can't do that. Please.
I'm sorry. No, it's just that I don't think all teenagers, I don't think you can, you know, just wave your hand and say all teenagers have poor judgment. I think a lot of teenagers have poor judgment, but not every teenager has poor judgment.
Well, there's a there's a certain person who would say that any teenager who would go to Jeffrey Epstein's house has poor judgment. But other people would say, hey, some people want to make $300.
That's circumstantial. Mm. In some cases, it is in somebody's interest to go and have sex with another human being.
It was in Virginia Giuffre's interest. She kept going back. As far as I'm concerned, if you keep going back, and the whole claim that he was going to threaten is, I think, belied by your point, that there's a never-ending parade of women. I mean, and also think about this. They had the girls recruit other girls as well. So you come into his little room or whatever, his massage room. You give him a massage. He asks you to do something you're not comfortable with. Well, the claim on the other side, or one of the people claimed, that what they would then do is say, all right, well, that's fine. Maybe you can find another girl. Mm. You've got friends, right? Wouldn't your friends like to make some money? How about this? You go get one of your friends to come and give him a massage. We'll pay you $100 as a finder's fee, and we'll pay your friend as well. This is what they did. So yeah. If this guy was as dangerous as they're saying he was, why would these girls go out and recruit their friends to come there? They were obviously into this. They're getting paid cash money for what? I don't know however long the work was, but it wasn't that long, right? So, and then they got a ride home, they got a ride there, they got, you know, free food, and they got cash. I don't buy the claim that there was, you know, some crazy raping sex slave operation going on. Don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's quite possible that, A, not all of these cases are alike. As a matter of fact, I think it's certain that not all of the cases are alike. I think it's quite likely that some of these girls consented, and I think it's quite likely that some of these girls didn't.
Maybe there are some that didn't, but we don't know. There's actually no evidence about that.
He say versus she say.
Well, except testimony is evidence, and there are people who are testifying that
20 years later, 15 years later,
years later,
or whatever,
and that have a potential incentive to testify in a way that benefits them.
Right. I'm sorry. You keep showing up. You're getting on airplanes with this guy. You're going from place to place. You're living the lifestyle of the rich and famous, and the price you have to pay for it is that you have to have sex with his friends and get paid for it. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not a situation that, you know, necessarily calls out this is there's rape happening here. That's a woman, a young woman, who's consenting to do things and who continues to come back for more of those things. So I just don't buy the claims.
Yeah.
And also, think about it from this perspective. You know, this guy was doing this for a long time, right? I mean, he's in his 60s when he died. He's been doing this for probably as long as he's been a rich, wealthy guy who could afford to do it. And they keep bringing in girls after girls after girls. They had, you know, a lot of young women doing this, but only a handful of accusers.
Well,
where's the avalanche of them? You know, you would think that, like, normally there's, like, going to be...
You make a good point.
They supposedly identified 100 of these girls. One thing that would be...
Who are accusing him or just identified?
Well, that were involved in this somehow. So one quest thing to find out is how many of those girls disappeared. Because if he was...
You mean, like, murdering them?
Yeah, if he was raping girls on the regular...
You'd hear about that.
Some of them had... Well, girls disappear all the time.
Yeah.
And apparently this chick was flying off. Some of these chicks were flying off to the Virgin Islands at 14, and their parents didn't know where they were. So maybe those parents aren't going to report her missing if she's never seen again.
855-450 free. You can join us.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.